Self-care activities. Creative activities. Hello and welcome. This is the podcast of ultimatesuperfoods.org. My name is Stacy. One thing many people forget when it comes to self-care is that it isn't always about relaxing activities like taking a bath or trying to get better sleep. There are also a lot of creative activities that can benefit you greatly. With more creative activities, you are reaching deep into your artistic nature and allowing it to shine. From coloring in adult coloring books to learning a new hobby, creative activities might surprise you with how therapeutic they become. Here is a list of some creative activities to start with for your self-care. Coloring. Sometimes it won't be possible to leave the house, but that is no excuse for not practicing self-care. There are an unlimited number of activities that you can do at home when you need some me time. Coloring is one such activity. Coloring has exploded in popularity in recent years, and with good reason. Adult coloring books decorate bookshelves in stores across the country. These books contain images that are more suited to adults who don't want to be coloring cartoons that children enjoy. There are many styles of adult coloring books you can get, such as swear words you fill in, flowers and gardens, animals and pets, interesting designs. You are listening to the podcast of www.ultimatesuperfoods.org. Some coloring books actually were created to help aid in meditation and mindfulness. Many books have intricate and complex patterns or designs that take a good while to finish, making this an activity you can do in your downtime to get your creative juices flowing. Craft stores have hundreds of options for coloring books, pencils, crayons, and markers. This activity can be done by yourself or with kids, making it a great family activity. Not only can coloring help you with self-care and to have a quiet activity that you can do anywhere, but it can also be wonderful for relieving stress and anxiety. Painting. Painting is a similar activity but offers more creative freedom than coloring a pre-drawn picture. Painting allows you to explore your creative boundaries and can be a very relaxing way to pass the time. Look up some pictures online of beach scenes, tropical rainforests, mountains, or other landscape scenery for inspiration. Depending on your mood, a more abstract painting may appeal to you. The possibilities are truly endless. If you've never painted before, you can watch any number of educational videos on the internet to help you get started with basic techniques. You could even take a painting class once a week offered by your local community center. You don't need expensive materials to get started either, just a basic set of acrylic paints and some brushes can go a long way. Cooking and baking. Most people already have the ingredients in their homes available to make a delicious meal. Cooking or baking for yourself can be an immensely rewarding activity and can contribute greatly to your self-confidence. Making up new recipes tests your creativity, while also offering an activity that you can enjoy with edible results. You could watch a baking or cooking show for some food inspiration and then try to recreate what they made on the show. There's something incredibly satisfying about eating something that you have made yourself, and if you find a recipe that you think is a winner, you can share it with your friends and family. Learning how to cook nutritious meals is good for your health and your wallet. Cooking at home will save you money and you will be able to control portion sizes more efficiently than if you ordered takeout every night. Cooking can be a very therapeutic activity and offers a chance for you to practice mindfulness while you are chopping away at vegetables or mashing potatoes. Learning how to cook healthy meals fosters physical self-care as well as mental self-care. More interesting health, self-care and superfood news you find on www.ultimatesuperfoods.org. I repeat, www.ultimatesuperfoods.org.